Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Initially, you know, when me and my wife decided to have kids, we were not thinking, you know, basketball. We wasn't thinking nothing with sports. We just knew we wanted to grow, we wanted to start a family, be together. And when the doctor said that, you know, she was pregnant, we went for the ultrasound. He said it was twins. I was like, oh, my God. I was scared. I'm like, man, my first one out the gate. I mean, yeah. It's two. So then my next thing was, all right, well, I switched my mind. I said, well, all right, we got two. I hope it's two boys. Oh, and sure enough, once the doctor said the first one was a boy, man, they said the second one, man, I started having tears of joy. Man, I'm like, all right. So then I put it in my head, all right, well, I don't know what they're going to be, but I'm going to make sure I'm going to give them everything that I didn't have. That was my first initial mindset.
Yes.
This is a special episode today. I ain't gonna even lie. This is one of the episodes I've been looking forward to because obviously I started playing the game of basketball when I was young. You started playing the game of basketball when you was young. But we ain't never seen it on this level before. This is different. Today on the Hoop Dreams podcast, man, we got the next generation of hoopers with us coming straight out of New Orleans. Did I say that right? New Orleans.
New Orleans, baby. New
Orleans. We have the Jolly Twins, Ashton and Henry. And joining them today is their dad, Henry Sr. I'm Will Gason. That's my dog.
The AG in the building. Welcome to the show, Jolly Boys. Big H, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Going great. Thanks for having us, man. Look, we big fans of you guys, too, and the show. So we ready to get it on.
Man, this is so special. First of all, this is just insane. Twins. Hoopers at that. But let's take it back a little bit. You know, typically, AG and I, you know, we have guests on our shows. Obviously, your son's a little young, but they may or they may not have. We always start off with our guests. Have y'all seen the movie Hoop Dreams? And this is to the young fellas. But twins, if y'all haven't seen the show, then, Dad, I want to toss it to you. But have you guys seen Hoop Dreams?
A little bit of it. A little bit. I haven't seen all of it.
Okay.
You say you saw a little bit of it?
Yeah, I ain't seen all of it.
Good deal.
That's
pretty impressive, though. I'm just saying. Yeah. My kids probably didn't watch it until they were teenagers. That's pretty good, man. That's all right. Dad, I know you've seen the movie.
Yes.
What were your initial thoughts when you first saw Hoop Dreams?
Oh, man, let me tell you. It was when I first saw the movie, I was in ninth grade. Mm. And I was a late bloomer. I didn't start playing basketball until I was 12. Until my first touching of basketball.
Wow.
I was always in the football, but I only played flag because my parents worried about, you know, me getting injured, and I just couldn't wait to play tackle. But one day my mom was like, look, why don't you try basketball? I'm like, that basketball's soft. I'm playing on basketball. I'm already playing flag football. I want something physical. Mm-hmm. And so I tried out for the basketball team in the seventh grade, and I only made it because they didn't have enough players. I was terrible, like shooting with two hands, couldn't dribble, couldn't do anything. And I got tired of being sad. Mm. And so, well, one of my neighbors, he was about 22. He took a liking to me, saw I had some potential, saw my dad's real tall. My dad's 6'3". That's not really tall, but it's tall enough, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he said, man, look, you know, you might have some potential in this. You know, you're athletic already. Let's start working. So we started putting in the work. And by the time I got to eighth grade, I won MVP. So just for one season, I couldn't play at all. Mm. I was the MVP in my eighth grade year. And then by the time I got to high school, I went to a predominantly white school. And they were decent, okay? And it was a wake-up call. High school, a different level from middle school. I get to ninth grade. And I'm the only black kid on the team. And I remember, you know, in the gym, got these white guys running, jumping, grabbing the rim. I'm like, wait, what? Like, where this come from? They like, you black, you can do it? I'm like, shit, I can't do that. And so, man, I got on strength shoes, ankle weights, 500 calories a night. Like, one thing about me, man, when I put my mind to something, I'm going all the way. Ain't no plan B for me. I just never been a believer of that. I always felt like you shoot for the stars, and if you land on the clouds, you still going to be good. You're all right. You know, but you always aim high. So I said all that to say, by the time I got to ninth grade, it was a wake-up call. Hoop Dreams came out. One of my good buddies, I don't know if y'all know the rapper Currency. That's one of my best friends. And he put me on to the Hoop Dreams, the documentary. So I'm watching it. Arthur A.G. William Gates showed y'all when y'all was young, showing y'all through high school. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, this is real. Like, I got a long way to go. Like, this ain't, I ain't even touched the tip of the iceberg or how real this stuff. In the skill level y'all was at, I wasn't even close in ninth grade. And so, but that's how I really saw the movie. Mm. And, you know, I saw the trial and tribulations y'all went through. It was what made the documentary so great is the fact that you guys started off, you know, in the same grade, same age, and y'all took two totally different paths. Mm-hmm. And then y'all ended up, y'all didn't get to where y'all wanted to be initially, which the NBA, but y'all still came out good. Yeah. And that's the reality of it. I mean, most hoopers, I mean, bro, they got, what, 5,000 people ever played in the NBA in the history of the mm-hmm. league? I mean, your chances are small. But we know people that have made it. We've been around people that have made it. And a lot comes with it, though. I mean, you gotta have a skill, gotta have a size, gotta have connections with politics. That's a part of it, too. So I know all of that. And so what I do with my boys is I educate them on the game. Mm. You know, so they know. They only 10, but I try to give them as much information as possible so that way when they see different things, they're not surprised. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, wow, my daddy told me about this. It told me about Hoop Dreams. It told me about different players that was off to a great start and did not, it didn't go the way that, you know, the world thought it would go. Not just you guys. I mean, you know how many child prodigies they have had?
Yep.
And they didn't turn their mouths to anything. So, they know, like, we off to a great start, but, man, it's a marathon. This is not a sprint, not a race. A lot of things got to play in your favor. And, man, like I said, the documentary was awesome. Y'all know, I mean, it won several awards. Y'all already know.
Yeah.
That's good stuff there. Man, that's good stuff. Well, Twins, I want to ask you guys, man, because it's about you all. When did you... As a matter of fact, and let me know who I'm talking to. Ashton, where are you?
Maria.
There it is. And here are you right there. Gotcha. Yeah. So this question is for both of you guys. Man, playing right now, you guys been bouncing this ball for a long time. I saw all your videos on social media. I've been checking it out. I even saw, you know, y'all pounding the ball, drinking soda, everything. Like, I watched your videos, and how do you guys know this is what you want to do?
Because we're around each other all day, and it's not like boring.
Yeah, it's not like we don't want to do it. We actually want to do this.
And it's fun when I'm around my brother just shooting in the morning, in the evening.
And like we just out there just hooping and stuff. We actually got somebody to like talk to.
How did you stay motivated? Because every day you're getting up, you guys are going through drills, you're going through practice, you got to do schoolwork. For younger guys or guys your age, what keeps you motivated?
Gotta make it to the league.
There it is, right there, AG.
Mm-hmm. If anybody's even close to me, I want to get way better than by the end of the season.
Hey, let me ask both of you something. When you guys, do you remember, how far back can you remember when your dad first put the ball, bought you a Nerf hoop for Christmas and put the ball in your hand and you was like, as a little kid, maybe like five or six, and you was like, man, I like this. I like this basketball. Like, I like this. This is fun. Like, how old do you think you was that you remember that?
I was
30. Yeah.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
And we're going against each other. Who
will score
the most points?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
You know, do you guys know what, when I look at y'all, like, it looks like you guys, and this is the thing about young kids liking basketball just to play it for their parents or whatever, but you guys seem like y'all love basketball. Like how I loved it in Hoop Dreams. Like, y'all, like, it was fun to me. Like, that's the fun part of life. Like, man, as long as I can go to school and keep playing this basketball and having my friends and my brothers around, like, that is life. Like, it seems like you guys are in love with the game of basketball.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. So you love all the hard stuff that comes with it, the training and all that, the, you know, the tiring yourself out and taking all the shooting 300 shots, putting them up and all that. So you guys love that part of it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to ask the tough questions now, fellas. Here's the real tough questions. How often y'all stay get mad at dad?
Not really.
Really? Yeah. Dad don't get on y'all nerves when he coaching you?
He do. Not bad.
I love it. Let me ask both of you guys this, man. Because, again, I mean, let's be honest. You guys are not just local stars. You're national.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are big time. I saw the rankings. I mean, I already got you guys, you know, as the best, you know, for your age group all the way throughout high school. I mean, they've skyrocketed you guys. How, when you guys are out there playing and the Jolly Twins show up, how do you handle that type of attention?
They cool and they ask you a lot of questions and stuff. I like it. I like having all the attention when I come in the gym for autographs and pictures.
Yeah.
Dad, for you, how did you keep them in that humble space, but yet keep them aggressive in what they're doing? How do you balance that?
Yeah, that formula is simple. So they don't have phones. They don't have social media. They only see what I show them. And so even though they're ranked high, I keep them grounded with telling them, this is a marathon. Y'all good for right now. Y'all good for y'all age, but you got a long way to
yes.
go. And so anytime, and Like they said, they really have a passion for the game. They really just want to hoop. Like, they really not into the accolades and stuff. They show up in the gym. They want to dominate. They want to put on a show. They love when the crowd cheer. Even when you got some hecklers in the stands, I mean, if you watch some of their tapes, they get heckled. And you see them, you know, shooting bow and arrows when they shoot a three-pointer and shooting, you know, the hand gestures with the guns and stuff. You know, they just having fun with it. It's all entertainment. They're there to entertain the fans. And even the people who do heckle them, they're still fans at the end of the day because they came to see them.
That's right.
It's kind of like Floyd Mayweather. People come to see Floyd Mayweather win or they come to see him lose. Yeah. But guess what? If Floyd Mayweather step into the crowd, everybody want his autograph. Everybody want to take pictures. So this the same way. And I just tell them, like, look, be appreciative because in the beginning, They didn't understand. Like, they would have games and play, and afterwards people want to take pictures with them, and they would take the picture, and they didn't know, like, wait, this is a privilege, bro. Like, everybody don't do this every day. You need to tell everybody, thank you, shake hands, dap the kids off. I said, these kids, you making some people day, you making their year. Like, they really are fans of you. We was at a tournament a couple weeks ago. Man, they had moms taking their purses off. Like, can your boy sign my purse? I'm like, I'm taking back to some of it. I'm like, wow, like, okay. But, you know, I just tell them, like, look, be appreciative of all this because, you know, once you get to the league, it's gonna be a whole lot of this. You ain't gonna That's be able right. to sign everybody yep. bag and basketball and shoes. So, you know, just soaking in, man, and just understand this is a process, but this only the beginning. So I teach them to be grateful.
Let me ask you this, guys. How are you two guys with your teammates? Because they see you guys getting all the, you know, all the attention and all that. And everybody rightfully, you know, so if they play a sport and they think they good, you know, everybody's not going to get the attention that they think they deserve. Like in Hoop Dreams, I didn't get the attention that William got. William was a prodigy at 14 years old, came in high school starting on varsity. The only player ever did that was Isaiah Thomas. But I know.
Correction. Oh. I was the only one. Isaiah didn't start.
Oh, that's okay. That's right. Okay, that's right. Hey, but then it bit him in the butt. He wished he would have, though, remember?
Yeah, he did say he wished he would have started.
He didn't. He didn't, and it cost him the championship. Now, with you guys, are you guys great teammates to your team, to the guys, the other little kids that you play with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're great teammates, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I always say. Like the guys who are the stars on the team, you two should always be encouraging to your other teammates because you know you can go get your thing in the game. But what will separate you guys and make you lovable teammates is that you encourage your other teammates. Like you will do a move just to create a shot for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And that goes a long way. You know, so I just wanted to see your answers and what they will be if you know, are you guys great teammates like that to your team?
Now I'm gonna ask you guys this, man, because again, because of the environment you're in, the atmosphere, and Dad is absolutely right. It's only gonna grow from here. I believe there's so much promise on you guys' life, man. It is incredible. What do you guys do outside of basketball? What do you do for fun? Or is basketball, is that the thing?
We play the game.
And we play NBA 2K and NBA Playground.
We play on the iPad and stuff.
Oh, you just can't throw we play NBA 2K out there like that's like that ain't nothing. Like when y'all playing, like who winning though?
We'll be outside dunking on the goal.
And we got a little mini girl that's on the door in our room, and we shoot on it and dunk on each other.
And we just got like a pool table and stuff, and foosball and air hockey.
Man, I ain't going to even lie. I remember when they used to lower the rim. We used to call them lit rims. Remember that, AG? They would lower the rim and used to get to do the dunks. So who's the best dunker of the two?
Me, I'm
the best. Henry, the best dunker, baby.
Yeah,
what you doing? What you doing? What you calling them?
I be doing 360s and I be doing behind the head dunk and stuff.
Backwards dunking? Wow! Already?
I do 360s.
Mm.
I do 360s and I bounce it off the floor and I dunk it with my hand.
Oh,
so
man.
You guys are what? Fifth grade now?
Fourth grade.
Oh, wow. Let me ask you this, Dad. You when did you see the spark? When did you say, you know what? Let me put this ball in their hand, because I remember my kids was born, you know, I had read Earl Wood's book, Raising a Tiger, and I love the aspect that he was like, hey, I'm going to give this kid everything he needs to be successful. But he said he saw it early on in Tiger. When did you see the spark in your kids?
So I would say, I introduced them to the game as soon as they started walking. Now, let me explain that. So we had a little baby hoop, all right? So as they first learned to walk, we had a small basketball. I taught them the object of the game, which is to put the ball in the hoop. They can't dribble, can't shoot, just put it in there. So we did. We clapped. Yay. All right. Do it again. Yay. So now they clapping for each other. Now they having fun with it. Okay. They just learning how to walk. So then, by about age, I would say about 2.5, I taught him to start dribbling. So we would count. They had a ball, regular ball. Let's see if you can dribble 3 times. 1, 2, 3. Yay, same thing. Can you do 5 now? Same thing. So we just kept on building, building, building. And then by about 3, I taught him how to shoot a proper form. But we always made it a fun game. You'll never video where they just throwing the ball to the hoop. Like, no, we're going to do it right. Anything they do with their right hand, they do it with their left hand. That's why they...
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Have a favor of hand. They've been doing left hand labs when they were 3 years old. So I always just taught them the basics early on, but kept it fun. It wasn't anything forced or just like a drill sergeant type of
right.
thing. We just kept it fun. For the kids, that way they love it. And then once they started becoming, you know, more successful at it, people around them would start praising them. And then they were like, oh, okay, I'm really doing a good job.
Yeah.
And so, but I would say around age, when I really knew I had something, by the time they turned 5, you would think they were 9, just midgets. You know what right. I mean? You think the way they played.
Yeah.
They were handling the ball, ain't no travel, double drip, none of that stuff. Like, they were everything. Everything you see them doing now, you go on YouTube, they were doing the same things at 5 years old. Now they just bigger, faster, and stronger. But all the mechanics were the same, every single thing.
And you can tell, I mean, y'all 10 years old, but how some of y'all moves that y'all finished with at the going to the cup, I'm like, hell no. Ain't no 10-year-old supposed to be finishing with his. He done faked the dude over here. Bam! With the left. What?
The left.
Oh, I saw a couple of videos. They get on the fast break. They be trying to get a little. They spin and twist. I'm like, okay, I feel it. Let me ask you this, though, Dad. My first question for you is, are the kids in regular school or do you homeschool them?
They are homeschooled, so they're in a homeschool program. They have a virtual teacher that, what's she do? She do reading with y'all?
Yeah, she do.
Yeah, so she helps with their reading, and then my wife kind of oversees all that. We own a daycare called Jolly Kids, so
okay.
My wife also helps with the educational side.
Okay.
Love it. So what made you say, you know what, this track is best for them, particularly for, like, if there's other parents who's going to hear this interview, see this interview, they want to know, okay, man, could this be the track I need for my kids? What made you decide that this is the best track for them?
Man, I'm going to be real with you. I felt like the amount of time they sat in school, and they're going to go back. They're probably going to go back in another, maybe 2 years. I'm going to send them back to school. But I felt like we were putting in so much work as far as practicing. They would get up in the morning. They would get their shots up, then go to school. Then you got homework. Then you might have team practice or you got more training. And then, you know, you play your video games or whatever. I always give them some time to just enjoy themselves. Then it's dinner, take a bath, go to bed. So it just felt like it wasn't enough time in the day to do all the things that we wanted to do. And then we always traveling, and then when them started to go viral, they were missing days in school anyway. So I was like, well, you know what, let's sit y'all out for a couple of years. And I wanted to do more things with them during the day. So now what it is instead of getting up before school starts to shoot around, they'll start their schoolwork at 8, finish at noon, then they'll train. Take a break, then train again. There's another break. There's so much more time in the day now by them being homeschooled. So, but I'm going to send them back in a couple of years. I just had decided when, and also it got to be the right situation because now middle school is starting to come at us about, you know, hey, come over here, you know, making, you know, trying to make a good relationship with us. But, you know, y'all been through it. The school you go to, it could make you or break you, man. I know they super young, but I'm not trying to wait to high school to see. Because then if you get in a bad situation, now you got to transfer it out. We trying to map this out now. That way it's smoother sailing by the time we get to high school.
Let me ask you guys this too, man. So if somebody asks you, what's your game? Tell me what's y'all game. Define your game to me.
I like to shoot, and if I had to get to the rack, I could do it no matter what.
Okay.
I shoot, dribble, I pass, I can finish, and I'm not super small either, so.
What that defense
looks
like.
Oh, what coach. Like. Hey, coach, hold on, Big H. I was just about to go there because, look, if I'm a kid, 10-year-old kid, and I see y'all coming to gym, I'm like this. I'm sticking one of these dudes. Like, I want to stick one of these dudes. So I want to feel your smoke, but then when I come back down on the other end, I want y'all to feel my smoke. So do y'all have that Patrick Beverly dog defense in you where you sit down and you get ready? Like, come on, I want the best you got, baby. Bring it to me. Do y'all have that?
Yeah. I got that.
Oh, my God. It's over with. Oh, it's over with. If they got that, it's over with.
Yeah, they got to take pride in playing defense because you got to be able to guard your position. So, yeah, I mean, but that's something we really working on right now. Like, I got them. We working on defense so much. We always working on offense stuff, but defense now, like, I really, really focusing on that heavily right now because it's only gonna get harder. You know, you're gonna play kids that just as skilled as you. You know, you gotta be smarter than them, but you also gotta be able to lock up.
Gotta lock up. There you go.
Man, I love the fact that the boys got this dream. You know, when I go out and I talk to kids, one of the things I tell them, I say, man, I'm so glad y'all got this dream. Go for it, and Dad, I love your analogy. You shoot for the stars, you know. You're gonna hit the clouds. I love all that. But the thing I used to tell the kids was, I'm like, listen, if this is your dream and this is what you're going for, do you see what's before you? And twins, my question for you guys, like I used to tell my kids this. I'm looking like, man, you guys want to go to the league, but I'm like, look what's in the league right now. You got to be able to play on a Russell Westbrook level, you know, a Ja Morant level for you guys now. Like, that's what's out there. Can you do this every night? You're playing Dame Lillard on Monday. Then you got to go guard Steph on Tuesday. And then you got to play Ja on Wednesday. You know, that's the nature of the leagues. So twins, my question for you guys, are y'all ready for that?
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, I bet you they would have competed harder in the All-Star game than the NBA All-Stars did.
Easy. So, Dad, we want to switch the conversation a little bit. And twins, we're going to get you guys input on this too. But, Dad, obviously now things are so different. NIL, obviously the twins got the Puma deal. If you can you give us your thoughts on the NIL and how the Puma deal came about for your boys?
Yeah, so basically, we were, after we started going viral, a lot of people started reaching out, and I'm not a person who just jump at the first thing. I know where we're going to be in the end, so I'm already telling myself this is going to happen. Okay, when it happens, I'm prepared, just like I teach them. So Puma wanted reaching out, you know, they like what we're doing, like our social media. So we worked out a deal where, you know, they send the kids free gear, pay them money. We got to make a certain amount of posts, you know, so that was a good thing there. And it's just for them. But also Puma has been gracious enough to where, like, I'll give you an example. We had a big tournament last year called Nike Ball on the Beach. That's a Nike tournament. Okay. We told Puma, hey, look, we're going to this tournament. You know, would y'all be willing to do something for my team? They said, oh, absolutely. So, you know, they wanted, we had a Nike tournament. You want everybody to stuff and Puma stuff.
Man, they sent us
15 pairs of shoes. They sent us 15 pairs of shoes, some Mellos that was unreleased. So we show up at the tournament, everybody like, damn, where y'all got them? Well, thanks to the Jolly Boys, you know, we was able to lace up the whole team. And we were grateful for that. So they get unreleased Pumas, you know, all the time, like I said, and they compensated for it, you know, financially. So that was one. Mighty Mouth Guard is another one. I know y'all see them wearing the gold grill and stuff. We got a deal with Mighty Mouth Guards. Cool OMG. That's why they wear their elbow pads and knee pads. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing some shout outs right
that's
now.
That's what's
already,
up.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
All right, I love it.
Yeah, so, but yes, it's all the time, you know. People reach out to me on social media. They'll send us free stuff. And he's like, look, you know, you mind posting? Cool. I'll work it out. Like I told y'all earlier on, you know, as they get older and as it start getting more serious with the NIL things, you know, the conversation got to get bigger. And so, you know, got prepared for that. But it's always people reach out to social media. Funny story, too. Y'all know Michael Bivens from Belleville, Delaware,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when we first went viral, Michael Bivens inboxed me, DM'd me, and he said, hey, coach, can you give me a call when you get this message? He left his phone number. I'm like, all right. So called him. He said, look, bro, I don't want nothing from you. I just want to tell you I love what you're doing. I'm really a hooper at heart. I know I got my senior career and stuff, but man, I used to ball, bro. Like, you got to go watch some old films of me and stuff. And I said, well, how you heard about it? He said, man, Johnny Gill one day. Now, these people I'm fans of too. So, right. You know, I'm playing it cool.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, man, that is like Bivens, man, it's crazy. So, but I'm playing it cool. And so he said, man, Johnny Gill hit me up with one more. He said, man, you got to check out these little suckers, man. He's sending them videos of the twins. So me and Mike Bivens stayed in touch. And he said, look, I'm going to be down in New Orleans. They did that big tour that New Edition had. So he said, look, I'm down in New Orleans, man. I'm going to hit you up. I want to come link up with you. So, boom, sure enough, they're at the Smoothie King Center. Mike Bivens gave me a phone call. Hey, what y'all got up today? I had some stuff going, but I said, oh, I ain't got nothing to go.
That's right.
He like, hey, man, come through, man. Look, we're going to be backstage this time. So, boom, me and my wife go backstage. We walk in there. Who at the door? Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, Ralph Trey, all the whole crew. And I'm new to this, man. Like, one thing about me, like, I'm a humble guy. And I watch all, even y'all too. I mean, bro, I'm a fan, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, I watch y'all too. And sometimes it's unbelievable, like, the position we in right now. But I know it's going to be bigger and bigger. And so we backstage and they all knew who the twins were. They showing each other videos. We all taking pictures with them and stuff. We got front row tickets. Not even in the, we was like, damn, they're on the stage, man.
Wow.
So I said all that to say, like, everything is really blowing up for us. And we just grateful, man. Like, we so excited for the future with these boys, but we also cherishing the moment that we're in right now. You know, we enjoying what's going on right now because it don't last forever. I mean, they 10 right now, in 9 years they'll be out of here. you know.
Hey, Big H, let me ask you this: when y'all went to that balling on the beach thing, how was Nike looking at? Was there any Nike reps there looking at y'all like, who the hell is this Puma team coming in here?
right. I don't remember seeing that, but one thing though, every game that we played in that tournament, they had like, man, I want to say 600 teams. This is a crazy amount of teams. Yeah, but it started from age, what, first grade all the way through the eighth grade. Wow. I think they had some high school games going on too. But man, every single game we played is packed. I mean, it's standing room only. People coming to see the Jolly Boys. They want to see my team at JBL Elite. Got the shirt on. But like I said, with the Floyd Mayweather thing, hey, so many people coming to see us fans. Some of them want you to lose too. Yep. So, but they come watch it. And y'all know NBA is a business, you know. So if you start creating a good buzz early on and a good following early on the positive mm-hmm. side, you know, it's only going to make your brand bigger and better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Twins, how did y'all feel about all of the success you've had so far?
Feel great.
Feel great. That's what's up. Yeah, it feels great, man.
Y'all getting kicks exclusive. I mean, y'all social media blowing up, going viral every time y'all step on the floor. Has any of that, like when you, like, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I remember when I went to the Nike camp and the camera crew was there. I was like, yeah, I got my own camera crew. I don't know what y'all doing. I mean, just have you ever just took a moment to say, we out here killing it?
Yeah.
Have you ever said that to yourself?
Yeah, y'all have. You 10. Right. What you can say, you can say, what else other 10-year-old twins got it like us? Nobody. Yeah, it's cool to toot your own horn and celebrate you guys.
Absolutely.
Because you guys doing something extraordinary, man.
See, they was calling it shy, but I was calling it the silent assassin. See, we got two different perspectives.
Look at this dude. Look at this guy.
I was the silent assassin. I let my game do the talking. But right. Listen here, family, I got one other question for you. And then, man, first of all, we appreciate you guys being on the show, man. Much love to your wife. And the youngest Jolly who's in school probably saying, Dad, why I got to be in school and my brothers ain't in school. I want the world and those who's going to watch the show, I want them to know, tell us, from your perspective, man, what's the Jolly family like? Because, you know, obviously, you know, you're going to have a section of people like, man, he got his kids out here. They're playing ball, you know. You know, he's putting too much pressure on them. Let people know about the Jolly family. Who is the Jolly family?
Honestly, we are a close knit group of five. You know, we have extended family, obviously, but we are really close. The five that's in this mm-hmm. house, I mean, we got each other back. We have it fun. I mean, every single thing we do together. We eat breakfast together anytime. Anytime we got to make a run to Walmart, we always taking the kids with us. A lot of times, we spend time having like date night, me and my wife, but we much prefer having the whole family with us. We not the parents that like, well, we going to let somebody else watch our kids. We going to go out to the club or go out and have fun. We are fun with each other. So every single thing we do, we just enjoying ourselves, man. Like basketball, it's a sport, it's entertainment. But at the end of the day, the love is really from within. Mm-hmm. And we just do everything together. I mean, even down to, you know, going swimming. Now watch this. I can't swim, but I taught my kids how to swim. Look at that. I can't swim, and I taught my kids how to swim.
That's crazy.
I love it. Yeah.
But look, they coachable kids. They're real teachable. Like, you know, they follow instructions to the T. You know, especially when they love something, man. I mean, they having a blast. But we just do everything together, even down to the basketball trips. We don't look at it like, oh, it's a business trip. We got to go out here.
Right.
Man, we still theme parks, you know, after the game. We're going out to eat after the game. We always making sure we doing something as a family and having fun. So we just all tight. You know, even down to the twins and their little brother, Hunter. Uh-huh. I mean, they rarely bicker and beef with each other. They really love each other. It's brotherly love. They having fun.
Yes.
They got each other back. They teaching each other things. If somebody can't open a jar of pickles, man, I got it, bro. Move out the way. And they just helping each other all the time. So
that's amazing.
We really just a close-knit family, man.
Hey, Henry, Big H, let me ask you this. Which one? Ashton or Henry, which one is the funniest? Which one is the comedian of the family?
Out of the two, I'm gonna say Ashton. I'm gonna say Ashton is probably funnier. Hunter is probably funnier than both of them because he's so.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
He's so serious most of the time. So when he do say something funny, it's the most embarrassing thing in the world. Like, so, yeah, he's like, bro, he a real comedian, him. But yeah, out of the two, I'm going to go with Ashton.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, I want to give y'all a piece of advice. This has worked for me since I was done playing basketball in 1997, like professionally, like wasn't going for it anymore. But I met this one guy. He told me these three things that I still use today, and I want you guys to use them. And it's real simple. Your mindset, your skill set, and your work ethic. You use those three things in everything you do, you're going to be successful in life.
Sure,
and I just want to add to that, man. I love that what you and your wife have done. I mean, and fellas, to you guys, listen, as long as you guys continue, man, to fight for each other and fight for your family. Like I even saw when y'all was playing 1-on-1, I was like, they don't even want to play 1-on-1 for each other so much. I'm like, I love it. It's amazing. But the thing that I believe that keeps the hoop dreams alive is always knowing what you're fighting for. I think what kills dreams is when you stop knowing what you're going after. So, man, you know, I heard Mr. AG say this a long time ago. He said, you know, man, as long as I got this dream, I'm gonna keep pushing forward. And, man, much success to you guys, man. My guy, AG, probably got a question more for Dad than for the twins, the last question. But, man, I want to thank you guys for joining us. I'm following y'all on social media. I'm always checking in to see what you guys are doing. I'm extremely proud of you. And, fellas, like AG said, hey, man, there's nothing wrong with celebrating yourselves because – trust me, Dad knows how to humble you. He'll keep you where you need to be. But, you know, one of the things I didn't enjoy the moments. I just want to encourage you guys to enjoy the moments, too, because I was always looking for the next thing to do. So enjoy the moment, then do the next thing. Enjoy the moment, do the next thing. But my man, AG, got a final question for you, Dad.
You done got the boys to this point, 10 years old, fourth grade, and we can't predict the future, my brother, but what is the next chapter in the Jolly Boys hoop dreams?
I would say the next chapter is we probably 2 to 3 years away from the next chapter, but I feel like around 12, 13, the athleticism will start kicking in. We already working at it. Ooh. So we try to be dunking by 7th, 8th grade.
Ooh.
So I think when that come, and look, they ain't hit a growth spurt yet. Right now they 5'3 and 5'2, but that's good for 10 years old. That's not giants, but it definitely ain't small. Yeah. So by then we thinking they ought to be around at least 5'9, 5'10 by 7th, 8th grade. Yeah. We should be dumping that ball.
Ugh.
And so we working towards that. So I feel like once that start coming out, like, damn, they got all of them skills. Now they athletic. Now they dunking. Oh, yeah. Like, it's going to be a whole nother level.
There you have it. Big H and the Jolly Boys, Ashton and Henry. We want to thank you guys, man, for coming on our show.
How can people find you guys? What's your handles?
At them Jolly Boys, DemJollyBoys. Make sure you put the Z. At them Jolly Boys. Yeah, and also on YouTube, at them Jolly Boys as well.
And what happened to the story? Y'all had the Jolly Boys, like season one. Like, what happened?
All right, I'll tell you, so you really want to know. So a couple big networks started reaching out to us. So if we put out too much, they ain't going to have a lot to put out. So we stopped. We're like, hold on. So we got some networks that want to start doing a documentary on them. So I kind of sparked it, and I stopped. I said, hold up. They got some money involved in this. Let me pump the brakes, because I ain't going to get paid if I do my own thing. So. Yeah,
I love it. And finally, before we do leave, Ashton and Henry, AJ and I want to give you guys an opportunity, man. Is there anything that you guys want to say before we leave? Because again, we're just so proud of you guys. But is there anything you guys want to share with us?
Any advice to any other kids that's trying to get to the level you guys are at right now?
Work hard, and if you really love it, then do it. And if you don't really love it, try it. If you have passion for it, keep on trying.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.